those lonely nights when he took the wrongs that you couldn't make right. And every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times, yeah. Even in the dead of night, there's never been a moment when the sun don't rise. You never let go, you know that it's true. He's still that good and he still got you. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Just how good he is. He's a faithful
Switching gears here with Aaron Schust on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Aaron, do you remember the first record you bought with your own money?
It was Glad. It was like a compilation, Glad Acapella.
All right. Yeah. I'm prepared for that answer. All right. So
I tell you, the first one that was given to me was a band called Skillet.
I know,
right? How about that? The first one with the skillet on the front with beautiful robe and Saturn.
Yeah.
And dude, that was the first one that was handed to me. Some youth pastor, it was too rock and roll for him. I was on the road and he handed it to me. He's like, man, I don't know, you might like this. And I'm like, it blew my mind.
So you got Glad, yeah. You got Skillet. So
yeah. So I know Vertical's got Skillet in your background.
That's right.
Let me say that again. I said Vertical. Visual. Visual's got Skillet in your background.
That's right. And so with that in mind, you got Skillet, you got Glad, you got Mom trotting you up there on Sunday nights, singing hymns and everything else.
What a hodgepodge.
Who were your influences musically growing up?
For sure, Michael W. Smith, because I think I bought my first cassette in 85, and he was just getting warmed up, but it was huge. And he played piano, and I was a piano player. And it moved into Petra, more rock and roll, too rock and roll for my parents, but you know, I had headphones. I did not use them. and White Cross was a little rock and roll. And then my high school years, there's this band called One Bad Pig, who was like punk Dude, they loved. That's the crazy thing. Back in the 80s, like the more nuts that your music was, the more rock and roll, the more your parents hated it, the more the lyrics were like deeply biblically godly.
Yeah.
Like, wow. And I feel like that's so like that music so shaped my theology and my desire for holiness and purity and righteousness moving forward, like by a punk band.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, what I'm hearing is in the not too distant future, a show, Michael W. Smith, Aaron Schust, One Bad Pig. We can find those guys somewhere. They're out there somewhere. We'll hunt them. It's the internet, man. We can find anybody. Find anybody today.
Either no one or everyone would come. I'm not sure.
Hey, I'm here. Hey, I know one. I'm here just to see the show and see how it plays out.
Now, talk about hodgepodges or combinations. I think with my favorite song by One Bad Pig, they did Man in Black, and they called up Johnny Cash. And they're like, hey, would you be willing to like cameo? And he was like, yeah. And he did it for
Are
free.
You serious?
Yeah, I've heard the behind the scenes stories. It was pretty great.
I can't wait to hunt down One Bad Pig and get him on this show.
I'm at the end of myself and I'm tired. I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope, I need a miracle, and if I ever needed you, it's right now.
gonna be okay. I've prayed all the prayers I have to pray. Please don't leave me lonely. My God, I need you to hold me. My God, I'm losing all the hope I got. I'm far beyond the point of being lost. I've tried, but I can't let go. 'Cause God, you catch me when I fall. You catch me. You catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall. There's hardly air in my lungs with all the damage that's been done. Lord, please sustain me now. I know you are enough. My God, I'm tired of trying to be okay. I prayed all the prayers I have to pray.
Again, wrapping up here with Aaron Schust on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at aaronschust.com. I like to end with a little rapid fire. Aaron, you got your game face on?
Oh, but we'll see. This frightens me. Let's go right. For it.
Nah, you got it. What's your favorite junk food?
Pizza. Is that no, that's healthy. Junk food? Donuts. Sour cream donuts.
Sour cream? What is sour cream donuts? What is this?
Old fashions. Oh. Yeah, they're kind of a little crusty on the outside, a little sugar glaze, but they've got sour cream on the inside, which gives it a depth.
Making notes here.
What's Saturday mornings.
Where do you go? What's your spot?
Publix is maybe a really good one.
Really?
But yeah, that's like the grocery store in the area. Yeah, but also yeah. Like Dunkin' Donuts makes a really good one too.
All right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Dopey.
What color is your toothbrush?
White and blue.
In the movie about your life, the Aaron Schust story, what actor would play you?
I'm not sure why. I've never thought this before. And he's more handsome and stronger than me, but Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can see that.
Just popped into my head.
You tell your wife. I agree with that.
Oh, thank you.
Preaching nice. All right. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Iron Man.
Favorite board game?
Parcheesi.
Oh, classic.
I'm just going with the first answer that comes.
I love that's head. Even better. Right. You have a time machine for one day. When and where do you go?
Oh, wow. Oh, Israel 2,000 years ago. I want to hear Jesus.
That'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
Right.
Favorite cartoon growing up?
Mighty Mouse.
It's a great one. Would 12-year-old Aaron think you're cool today?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I'd have to set him straight.
That's right.
Tell him I'm not.
That's right. And last but not least, something you hate that everybody else loves.
Oh, my word. Something I hate that everybody else loves. Man, I love a lot of, it's going to be a location. Hold on. No, it's going to throw somebody under the bus.
Let's go.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I feel like I know this. You know what? I'll just say in general. Big cities.
Really?
Big cities. I can handle them in doses, like maybe an hour. Like when I get a gig for, you know, whatever it might be, I'll just go ahead and throw L.A. or New York City under the bus. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'm going to be so tired. I'm going to be so emotionally tired. I'll be there for a second. And like, I'll go to the hotel because I know you got to eat. You got to eat. Like I always went to New York City last and it was a good experience. It was a good experience. I went to New York City. I stayed in Times Square. Oh. I finally successfully made it into my room and I was hungry, man. I was hungry. And like the idea of like going out into the city and walking, like I successfully planned and found a pizza joint. I got like a slice of pepperoni. I sat down on the curb and ate it because that just sounds like the thing that you should do. Not the curb, it was the table on the curb. I was back in my room in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes flat. Downstairs, out, pizza ordered, eaten, back in my room in 10
That's
minutes.
That's a good one. That's a All good right, one. I received that. He's All Aaron right. Schuss on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at aaronschuss.com. And if you run into him in a big city, just give him a minute. Just give him a minute. He's not trying to be rude. He just needs a minute, all right? Aaron, you've been a ton of fun, man. I appreciate you being on today.
Thank you, Austin. It's been fun.
You said my fate was sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under, messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa, you ain't my king, bro. Whoa, where did your sting go? Death, I will not be afraid. In the end, you will lose. I will dance on your your wrath, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over. Willing to die for their faith,
but you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion because he chose to pray, but you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Well, let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed.
Expect Fear has to flee, shame has to leave. Before the king, before the king. Chains have to break, dry bones away.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.